The ruling was almost unanimous because although all seven justices agreed that the judge in Landry Harris's case did not consider race in his sentencing, three justices did write a separate opinion urging all judges to be more careful about the appearance of racial bias. At issue in this case was the circuit court judge's use of the term baby mama to describe Harris's girlfriend. Harris claimed that was a racist term that indicated the judge's bias. Department of Justice attorney Rebecca St. John says the court's rejection of that claim should reassure judges that their sentences can't be overturned simply because of their choice of frank words at sentencing.
You know, you have to take comments in context. You can't just cherry pick a few out and look them up on Wikipedia and say somebody could find them offensive.
The judge used the term baby mama when describing Harris's lifestyle of staying home, watching the baby, and selling drugs while the mother worked and went to school. St. John says Justice Michael Gableman's majority opinion will prevent what might have been a chilling effect on the language judges use at sentencing.
We want circuit court judges to be telling defendants why they got the sentence they did. If you had an uncertain standard, circuit courts may be unwilling to give detailed sentencing explanations.
St. John says the ruling written by Justice Ann Walsh Bradley encouraged a more uncertain standard for judges that could result in them becoming overly cautious in their sentencing language. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.